WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Four astronauts from four countries rocketing toward the International Space Station, and NASA's most multinational crew yet, representing U.S., Denmark, Japan, and Russia. SpaceX launched the astronauts before dawn Saturday from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, and space fans young and old turned out to watch.
What do you think about the space program? Are you interested in the space program?
Yes, I am interested.
Why?
Because I like the part where the black hole appears in the sky.
The crew should reach the orbiting lab Sunday for a half-year stay, and they'll replace four astronauts who've been living up there since March. Commanding the SpaceX Dragon capsule is NASA's Jasmine Mogbelli, a marine pilot making her first space flight. Her crewmates include a Japanese surgeon, a Danish and Russian engineers. Another NASA astronaut will launch to the station next month on a Russian rocket. Shelling killed civilians in Ukraine's northeast while a drone attack in Moscow.
Russian media is saying a drone attack on Moscow has forced a temporary shutdown of all three major airports serving the city. Kyiv has, since early this year, sought to take the 18-month war into the heart of Russia. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say Russian shells have struck a cafe in a key frontline area, killing two civilians and wounding others. The attack on a suburb of the city of Kupiansk came as British military intelligence suggests Moscow may try to retake the area, which was recaptured by Kyiv last year after more than 6 months of Russian occupation. I'm Charles Deledesma.
An entire town in southwestern Louisiana under mandatory evacuation orders because of a wildfire, officials say is the largest they've ever seen. This month alone, there have been 441 wildfires in the Bayou State. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
At least 8 states will be offering children free lunch and breakfast at school, regardless of their family income or eligibility for assistance.
During the height of the pandemic, free meals were offered to most kids, but federal funding ran out last year. In Minnesota, one of the states that just passed blanket free meals, the education department says they know students learn better when they're well-nourished. In New Mexico, another state offering free meals, Lorraine Martinez, a school secretary, says some children used to suffer stomach cramps or get dizzy because they didn't have enough to eat, but now that will change. Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar are pushing for federal legislation to extend free meals in every state, but it's not likely to pass this session. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Texas judge has ruled against the state's upcoming ban on hormone treatments and puberty blockers for minors.
It's the latest move in a legal fight over the burgeoning publicity surrounding transgenderism. But the decision Friday was quickly put on hold following a swift appeal that would keep the law on track to take effect September 1st. The decision comes on the same day a Missouri judge ruled that a similar law can take effect. Friday's opposite outcomes underscore the mixed verdict in courtrooms across the U.S. this year over a historic wave of desires by minors to change their sex. Keith Peters reporting.
National Park Service proposing to remove wild horses from Theodore Roosevelt National Park in western North Dakota. About 200 horses roam the park's south unit near the tourist town of Meldora. The horses are a major attraction. Wild horse advocates and government officials are opposed to their removal. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Daytime highs approaching 77 Monday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 71 sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 38 overnight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place. A corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late. Fast as a whiskey shot. Cause we're the one.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot Daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all town wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country.com. I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd look.
to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long. The right kiss, right song.
tastes just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips in that farmer's field. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink, or we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. Save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to
is your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 70 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Daytime highs approaching 77 Monday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 71 sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 38 overnight. We should top off around 70 tomorrow. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 44.
Here I go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Country.com.
Couple houses down.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
If your kiss turned me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love.
Country.
Yeah, I need it right now.
Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
You Sunday morning, son, you better start leaving.